20, and I want to talk to you tonight about some surprised people. There's going to be some surprised people pretty soon. Amen. Surprised people. What a day of surprises the judgment day will be. Amen. It's going to be a surprise for a lot of people, but not for God. Amen. It won't be a surprise for Him. All right, you in Revelation 20 yet?
Yes.
All right, let's start with verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Father, bless us tonight as we study your word. We're here for just a few minutes. Enlighten us. Help us, Lord. We live in a dark time. And Lord, even among those that say they're believers, it seems like there's a lot of unbelief. So help us, Lord. Help us. Encourage us tonight. We need your touch, Lord. And you say if two or three would meet together, you'd be there in the midst and you'd bless them. And Lord, I've been there before and I know you will. And I ask you to do it again, God. And then whatever's done, we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want you to turn to Matthew 7. Matthew chapter 7, some surprise people. Matthew chapter 7, if you will. Look at verse 20. I think it's verse 22 and 23. Well, let's just start verse 21. That's even more of a surprise. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Boy, wouldn't that be four words you wouldn't want to hear? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Boy, they're going to be surprised, aren't they?
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to stand before God on that great judgment day, and they're going to think that they ought to get into heaven. And they're going to brag about their religious works and their giving and all this stuff and their charity and all their good works. And the Lord's going to say, I never knew you. I never knew you. There's a lot of good people going to hell.
Yeah.
They wouldn't rob a bank. They wouldn't hurt you or your family. But they're not saved by the grace of God. They've never accepted. They've never seen a need for saving. And that makes them self-righteous. And we have no righteousness. Our righteousness is the righteousness of Christ. When God sees us, He doesn't see our righteousness. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. He sees the righteousness of His Son on us. Amen? So there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be surprised at that great white throne judgment. Now, this is not the judgment seat of Christ where Christians are judged for their works for reward or loss of reward, but to have eternal life. This is that great white throne judgment where death, hell, the graves, the sea, the whole world gives up all the dead, and they stand before God after the heavens have rolled back like a scroll and the earth is melted with a fervent heat, and we're standing out there in the middle of nowhere, and God judges these people who refuse the grace of God. Now, here's a few of them. Turn to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, if you will. Well, you don't have to. I'll quote it for you, okay? Hebrews 10:31 says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Now, I used to say, well, why does that say that? Why does it say fall into the hands? What it means is they almost by accident stand in front of God. They had no plan to do that. They had never predicted that. They never thought about that. You know, when you have a fall, you don't plan to fall. You don't think about a fall. You just fall, you know, you fall down on your face. And so he says, it's going to be a fearful thing for those who fall. They fall into the hands of the living God. Maybe they thought they were going to live forever. Maybe they never even gave it a thought that they were going to die. Maybe they never thought about heaven or hell. Maybe they never give that much thought. And then one day they're surprised because they wake up standing before a holy living God and they fail into his hands. And we know there's no accidents. Now those who don't believe in God are going to get a big surprise. They don't believe there's a God, so they're going to fall into his hands on judgment day. And that day they're going to be surprised because there is a God. The fool had said in his heart, there is no God. Turn to John chapter 1. And this wasn't originally my part of my sermon. I just thought of it a minute ago. Turn to John chapter 1. And don't worry, that's not going to make it much longer, about 15, 20 minutes. John chapter 1, if I can find it. There it is. All right, John chapter 1. And look at verse 1 in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Who? By the Word. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Underline that, light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Everybody's got that light. You look up to glory. You're just talking about the stars. Look up there. Where's God? Well, look up there. Look up there. There's your evidence. And that was, but he's talking about the light of God here, the light of God, his son Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, verse 9, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. They didn't recognize the light. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, or that light, and the glory, or that light, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, those who do not believe in God are going to get a big surprise that day. Now, wait a minute. I thought about this, and I thought about it in Sunday school, because y'all were talking about looking up and seeing the stars in the sky and all that. And you mentioned that he had been on a ship and saw that. And you mentioned that you'd been out in the desert and saw that. And then I thought about this. Why didn't they see it here? Why didn't they see those lights here? And then I thought about this. Man's artificial light drowns out God's real light. Now you go out there and look around, and by the way, this is probably one of the best places in the county to look at the sky. Over there where I live, lights and trees drown it out, and probably, I'm sure over there where the Fortsons live, there's so much light over there, it's never dark really. But, God's natural light is drowned out by man's artificial light, physically speaking, could it be that spiritually speaking, that God's light, his son, is drowned out by man's artificial light? Either he himself thinks he's the light, or he thinks some apostate preacher's the light, or he thinks some cult leader's the light, or he thinks his philosophy is a light, or his religion. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Is God's light drowned out that these people do not believe in God because they're following man's light, and man's light is drowning out God's light, his son? And so they're going to get a shock when they stand in the real light of God. I don't care how much light you put out at night, it's never the same as sunlight. Sometimes I see these boys working on the interstate and stuff. They got those big old giant lights shining down. I think your daddy and your uncle used to make those things, portable lights. And boy, they got those things shining out there. And somebody says, bright as day. I said, it's not. It's bright. But I couldn't work under those lights. I know they're bright and I know they give off a lot of light, but it's just not the same. It's not the same as God's natural sunlight. And it's the same way with man's religion, man's philosophy. It gives off a lot of light. You know, do good to your neighbor and don't kill people and don't hurt people and don't rob banks. But it's not the same as God's light. So they don't believe in God. But they don't know it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of that God. Amen. I'd hate to be there. I'd hate to be one of those. I'd hate to be one of those that fell into the hands of a living God. You know, people go to church every Sunday. Some probably come here. And every Sunday they come and they've got an artificial light. They're good people. They like me. They might like you, I don't know, but I'm glad they like me. But they're good people and they've got light about them. They're friendly, they're loving, they're gentle, they're kind. But when I preach the gospel, the other light is drowning out the real light of Jesus Christ, their works. It's drowning out his finished work. You understand what I'm saying? And it's hard to get through that crowd. And a lot of people just think they don't need God. What I need God for? I got a car, I got a house, it's central heat, central air, I got food in the pantry, and got stove, and boy, I got a wife that can cook. I can't cook, I'd starve to death. Bojangles get rich if my wife, but they think they don't need God. So the things of this world have drowned out the light of God, the light of the things of this earth. And it's going to be a terrible thing. It's going to be a surprising event when they fall into the hands of a living God. Number two, Philippians chapter 2. Turn over there if you will. Philippians chapter 2. I'm talking about people that are going to be surprised. Philippians chapter 2. And I'm going to go ahead and start reading. Okay, Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. You already know it. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Did you know there's going to be some surprising people who don't believe in Jesus Christ? They may believe in God. If you could go to heaven for being religious, heaven would be full of Muslims.
Right.
Wouldn't be many Baptists there. If you could go to heaven for religious living, heaven would be full of Hindus.
Yep.
It'd be full of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Amen.
It'd be full of Mormons. Hello.
Yes.
Right.
If we could get around Jesus Christ, there'll be a lot more people in heaven. Good people. Good. I'm not talking about killers and murderers and just opening up the gates of heaven. But I'm saying there's going to be a lot of surprised people who do not get to go to heaven. And they end up standing at the great white throne judgment seat of Christ, God, the great white throne judgment seat of God, because they refused Jesus Christ and because they had something else. I'm serious. They're going to be surprised. Have you ever talked to a real Muslim? They're good people. I'm not talking about nuts that fly in airplanes in the buildings. There's some good people that are Muslim people. You ever talk to a real Mormon? I'm talking about a real Mormon. I'm not talking about one that goes down there to the reservation church once a month. I'm talking about one that lives what they preach and they practice what they preach. Some of the best family people you'll ever meet in your life. Some of the best law-keeping people you'll ever meet in your life. Some of the kindest, I've never seen a Mormon stand up and scream and holler at somebody. Have you? Not a real one. Good people. But they're going around the real Jesus Christ, and there's going to be people like that at the great white throne and wonder, why am I here? Look at Acts 17. Acts chapter 17. I'm sure you know that one too. 30 and 31. I'm talking about some people that's going to be surprised when they have to stand before the great white throne judgment. Acts 17. Look at verse 30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Did you know there's going to be some shocked people at that judgment seat? Those who do not believe in the hereafter. I used to say it, well, when you're dead, you're dead. Throw me in the ditch, cover me up. I'm just like a dead dog. I won't know the difference. I beg your pardon. You're going to get a big surprise, buddy. Amen. Because one day he's going to raise you up. And because you didn't believe in the hereafter, you're going to be surprised like you never thought of. You just, look, we can't begin to understand how surprised people are going to be who didn't believe in the hereafter. Now I worry about a lot of Christians. I don't know whose fault it is, and ain't mine. I preach the Bible. But I wonder about people who never give a thought about the hereafter. What are you going to do when you die? And it shocks you what people will tell you. And I used to say it, and you probably used to say it. But now, they're going to be surprised when they find out there is a hereafter. Number one, in hell he lift up his eyes being in torments. And then he stay down there for 1,000 years, and then the earth melt and the heavens roll back, and he's standing in front of God himself. Now, is that man and woman not going to be surprised? Sure they are. They're going to be surprised. But there's people all over in this town, all over, even some of our family members probably, that really don't believe in the hereafter. You know why? They've never seen it. You ever heard anybody say this? Well, show it to me, I believe it. Show me God. I believe him. And I look at him and I say, well, all creation declares the glory of God. Well, that's evolution. I said, you're an idiot. You're dumb as a box of rocks, man. There's something wrong with you. If you think that all of that came from one bang. And by the way, where did the bang come from? They're going to be shocked. And here's some other people. Listen to this. Those who thought God was not aware of what was going on. Turn to Numbers 32:23. Numbers 32:23. I said some are going to be surprised who don't believe in God. Some are going to be surprised who don't believe in Jesus Christ. Some are going to be surprised who don't believe in a judgment day. Some are going to be surprised who thought God was not paying attention. In verse 23, he says this of Numbers 32, but if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Now, do we really think that God's not paying attention? Oh, my goodness. Before I was saved, I might have thought that. But after His Spirit moved in me, I can't say that. You know why? Did I read the right verse? Did I quote? I didn't call out the right verse. Numbers.
You're good.
Yeah, well, they're still searching over here. I want to wait on them. Okay, Numbers 32:23. I probably say it backwards. I'm dyslexic, too. Yeah, blame it on me. That's it. All these people are backwards, too. Y'all turn that off. Look here. Once I was born again, the Spirit of God moved in me, and I can't hardly look cross-eyed without getting convicted.
Right.
And when I do sin, I never think, well, God didn't see that. I think, oh, no. No, I didn't say that. No, I didn't. Because I know God is paying attention.
Yeah.
And we're going to give account for every idle word. And you can think of that. That's a little old thing. What about the big stuff?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who are not saved, who if you ask them, you say, you believe there's God? They'll say, yeah, there's God. And then you say, well, what do you think he thinks about what's going on? They'll say, well, he just created it and let it go, and that's up to us. In other words, he ain't paying attention. People say that. And I think you really believe that God would create all this and all these billions and billions of people and then just turn his back on it and say, y'all help yourself. Sir, God created us for his glory. God created us to get glory. And people say, well, he created us to fellowship. Well, he did. He fellowships with us, but he gets glory from mankind. When mankind recognizes his son, follows his teachings, gives him the glory, God gets the glory. And that's why mankind was made. He didn't need company. He had company. Billions of angels. Amen. They sing to him all day long, every day. And they worship him all day long, every day. And they serve him all day long, every day. He created us out of the grace of God, the goodness of his heart, that he might one day gather his jewels, he said. Now, jewels is something you can take glory in. And I know we Baptists, we put ourselves down, well, I ain't nothing, I'm just old, dirty, rotten sinner. I can't help myself. I'm just... You know, God understands, you know. No, we're his jewels. We're his jewels. He saved us for his glory, that he can present us to all those billions of angelic beings and say, look what I made, a lump of coal, and now look at him. He's a jewel. Amen. And they say, glory, glory, glory. There's a lot of people that's going to be shocked. They're going to be shocked. Because they thought God was not aware of what was going on. And then hurry. Oh man, I'm preaching fast tonight. Listen. Again in Acts chapter 17 verse 30, he said, in the times of this ignorance God winked at. At the times of this, what was it? Ignorance. You know, there's a lot of people that's going to stand before that white throne one day and they're going to claim ignorance. That's going to be their excuse. Well, I didn't know God. God, I didn't know. Nobody ever told me God. Well, God, I didn't know about Jesus. I didn't know about the Bible, God. God, no preacher ever come see me, God. Yeah, but he put that seed in you. There's a seed in every human being that's ever been born that wants to seek God. It's called a spirit. And it'll seek God because that's the breath of life that God puts in you, that spirit. And that spirit looks up to heaven and says, wow, somebody made that. And that spirit looks at that flesh and says, my goodness, somebody made that. And that spirit looks at the world around him and says, I wonder if I can find him. And then God says, seek me early and you shall find me. Did you know every year that a person gets older, it gets harder for them to see God? it gets harder for them to find God every year to get older. By the time a person gets 80 years old, it's very seldom they get saved. Very seldom. One time I saw a man 90 years old. He was a blind black man. I preached down there in Ed Nursing Home with Brother. We sent him $50 a week. I can't. Huh? What? Wayne, Brother Wayne Gaskin, that's it. And I preached, he used to have revival once a year down there at that nursing home. There'd be 100 of them. They had an auditorium in there. And there'd be 100 of them, and them old black ladies get up there and they'd say, packing up, getting ready to go. Packing up, getting ready to go. Mama done packed, she done gone. Packing up. That song lasts 30 minutes. All the kinfolk be in heaven by the time they got through. Packing up, getting ready to go. And boy, he let me preach, and I don't even remember what I preached on, but this old black man was standing right there on the front, on the end, during the invitation. I could see him, tears were pouring down his eyes. And I told Brother Wayne, I said, Brother Wayne, go see if that man wants to be saved. And we went over there, and the man said yes, and Brother Wayne prayed with him, and he got saved. I think he was 90 years old, blind, been blind from birth. And he finally saw the light.
Amen.
But you know, that's a rarity. That's very rare. The older people get. But listen, they think that God just ain't paying attention to them and that they're ignorant. Well, I'll just go up there and I'll tell God I didn't know all this stuff. And if God's a just God and He's a holy God and He's a loving God, He'll let me in anyway. No, sir, there ain't no other way than by the blood. There's no other way than by the cross. And you can plead ignorance if you wanted to, but God has put light in every human being that's ever been born that they will seek more light. That's why they end up in cults. That's why they end up in false religions. That's why they follow false prophets. They're trying to get to that light, but hey, they're either being misled or doing it on purpose so that they don't get saved. Can't plead ignorant in front of God. I tell you what you do. Go down here and rob a bank. Get locked up. Go uptown. Go before the judge. And when the judge says, what you got to say? You say, well, I didn't know that's against the law. I never seen it written down nowhere. I heard people say it, but I didn't know. I never see it written down. He'll say, cast him to outer darkness, cell number 137. I mean, he's not going to take that. Boy, I used to get pulled over a lot when I was young. I drove like a maniac. Some people say I do now, but I've calmed down a lot. But I'd get pulled over and cop pull up. He'd say, you know what I pulled you over for? I would never say no. Now, I might say something wasn't true, but I wouldn't say no. But one day, one night I was driving, and my right headlight was out, and I knew it was out. It had been out for 3 or 4 days, but I was driving between here and Fort Long on 321 down, but I was going down through there at Fort Long, and the blue light comes on, he pulls me over, and back then you had to get out of the car. They don't want you to get out of the car now, but they'd make you get out of the car, so he got me out of the car. And he said, boy, you know what I pulled you over for? I said, no. I bright lighted him. I didn't have, I had two headlights on bright, one on dim. So when a car would come, I'd turn my bright lights on. He said, I pulled you over for bright lighting. Why'd you bright light me? I said, I didn't know I bright lighted you. He said, you got a headlight out, don't you? I said, I said, I've been meaning to get it fixed. He said, you have? How long? I told him, you know, 2 or 3 days. He said, well, let me ask you this question. If you had a flat tire, would you fix it? I said, yeah, I couldn't drive with a flat tire. He said, you can't drive with a light out either. Here's your ticket. But just think about standing before God pleading ignorance.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, well, that's a bad plan. Amen. That's a bad plan right there. Amen. And then last but not least, turn to Matthew 25:13. Matthew 25:13. And there's so much I haven't said, but I can see Matthew 25:13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Did you know that there's going to be a lot of surprised people who are not prepared to meet God? They're not prepared. And they think they got more time. They think that time is just on their side. And one day they're going to get it right. And next week I'm going to get saved, preacher. Next week I'm going to change, preacher. Next week I'm going to do this. Next week I'm... And then all of a sudden next week don't come anymore. And they die. And in hell they lift up their eyes. But that ain't the end of it. Then on that great judgment day of the great white throne judgment, death and hell empties out. And you stand before God. And you was not prepared to go to hell. And I know you're not prepared to stand before a holy God. You know, most people will not say, no, I won't get saved. Hardly ever do I meet anybody. How many of y'all ever heard somebody say, well, I don't want to get saved, I want to go to hell? Raise your hand. All they say is, well, not right now, or not today, or, preacher, wait a minute, I'm going to do that. But first, I got to... And what they really mean is, I'm not through sinning yet. And when I get old and decrepit like you, preacher, and I can't handle my liquor no more, and I can't smoke my dope no more, and I can't chase women no more, and I can't gamble no more, preacher, I'm going to come down there at your church, and I'm going to give Jesus my body. And I look at him and say, he won't want your body then. He'll be old and decrepit. Who wants it? I said, today is the day of salvation. And look, don't put it off till tomorrow, because if you do, you may get a surprise. Amen? Are y'all listening to me? Amen. Amen. Believe it or not, people watch us. Amen. And so, some people who are going to be surprised. Those who don't believe in God, those who don't believe in Jesus Christ, those who don't believe there's a judgment day coming, those who don't believe in the hereafter, those who thought God was not aware of what was going on with them, those who thought God would take their excuse of ignorance, and those who died unprepared and were not ready will be surprised. Did you know Jesus said, few there be that find it? Did you know Jesus said there's not going to be many people saved compared to the whole number? Did you know he said, wide is the way, great is the way, many there is there that go therein at? Did you know more people are going to be surprised than they are not? Did you know people like us, we're in the few that won't be surprised? I don't know what's going to happen in our country. I don't know what's going to happen in the world, but I see a lot of things lining up. I see it lining up, and I hope you do. When the ungodly, God-hating communist nation can infiltrate our country, buy our politicians, hack our defense systems, steal names, addresses, phone numbers, and control the internet and the news media and everything else, I think Trump is about the same. Amen. Maybe we better quit looking for who's going to be president and start looking for who's going to be the Lord coming in the sky. Amen. 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 Any minute now. I mean, he said, when you see these things, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Now, only spiritual people see those things. Only saved people look at it this way. Do you understand what I'm saying? We talk to people about this, and they think we're crazy. And people say, well, there's so many of them. Surely all those people can't be wrong. I got news for you. Most of the world's always been wrong, and few have been those that found the right. However it goes, I'm ready. I'm ready. Let the trumpet sound. Whether I die or I fly, I'm ready to go. Amen? Amen, amen. Like old Dr. Tom Malone used to say, that's the Bible. What are you going to do with it? That's the Bible. Now, what are you going to do with it? I love that old man. What you going to do with it? The age we live in, what are you going to do with all that? We're not going to plead ignorance to God. No one will. Now, you can close your head and hide your head in the sand if you want to, but there's more of them that I just read than there are of us. And it's getting worse every day. Here's what we need to pray. Lord, don't let us be called unawares. Don't let our children go to hell. Don't let our grandchildren go to hell. Don't let our family go to hell. Don't let our friends go to hell. If we just work our little circles. We can't save the world, but we can work our little circles. Let's pray. Let's stand. Father,